Hello and welcome to my Money Manifesto for Monday, the 26th of January 2015. I'm Jeremy Deeds, financial life planner with over 25 years' experience in financial services, author of Right Money, Right Place, Right Time, and founder of Planning for Life and Living Money. And each month I take as a theme a stage of my program for developing a life and a financial plan. And these are foundation, utopia, transformation, utilization of resources, roadmap, and enlightenment, future for short. This month, we're talking about the penultimate stage, the roadmap stage. So as we draw up our roadmap to a new life, we need to consider our values and whether we need to adjust our values to make our own goals and personal projects possible. Many of the great religions provide guidance on this. And whether you believe in a God or not, the guidance and morality provided by the churches can be a good starting point. Saint Benedict, for instance, who lived in the late 5th century, extolled core values such as being attentive to others, being hospitable, respecting others, having personal integrity and humility, and keeping life in balance. And the core theme here is compassion, selflessness, and care for others. And many of these values are perfectly recognizable in today's world. One of my favorite authors, Alain de Botton, writes in his book, Religion for Atheists, that these days we need to recognize our own selves as the authors of our own moral commandments. And it's interesting that he uses the word author here, implying that we do need to set down in writing our own moral code. And where better to do so than in the roadmap for our lives? Now, when it comes to money, one particular value seems to predominate, trust. And when trust breaks down, things go wrong. So it's really important that we get trust in our lives correctly sorted out. And if you look at the language of money, much of it originates in the language of trust. The word credit, for instance, stems from the Latin word credo, which means I believe. Confidence, the quality that underpins economic activity, comes from Latin confidere, which means to have full trust. And although many may not believe it these days, the motto of the London Stock Exchange is dictum meum pactum, my word is my bond. So trust is a value commodity that seems to have been devalued by scandals in the world of finance, journalism, politics and business in recent years. And that's to the benefit of none of us. So in our own roadmaps, we do need to set out our own moral code and address the matter of trust in our finances. How are we going to ensure our own trustworthiness? To ensure that when we say we will pay someone, we do it. And on the other side of the coin, we need to define our own criteria for who we, in our turn, will trust. A story told by author Erin Arvidlund in her book on Bernie Madoff, the fraudster who not long ago ripped off institutions and the public to the tune of around $65 billion, illustrates the importance of this last facet of trust. So Madoff cultivated an aura of trust by posting consistent, attractive returns that were not excessive. And one group of people who he took in were the fraternity of Jewish ex-fighter pilots in the US, people who had trusted one another with their lives. And as Arvidlund writes, these people were not driven by greed, but rather by a desire to invest in their futures with someone who they could trust. It was this high level of trust that led smart and savvy people to invest with Madoff over the ensuing years without asking serious questions. So setting out how we are going to be trusted and who we are going to trust is nothing short of a regime change for our futures. Next week's the first Monday of the month, and I'll be commenting on global markets and economies, and no doubt giving some deep consideration to the impact of two momentous events that occurred this week, Eurozone quantitative easing and the Greek election. I'll finish off with a little bit about my businesses. Planning for Life is a fully authorized financial planning business in which I work with selected clients on a one-to-one basis for the longer term. Living Money is a coaching and a training organization specializing in personal finance. It's not authorized to provide financial advice and does not recommend financial products. Instead, it aims to provide you with the tools and skills to buy the right financial products yourself to best serve your life and your money. And I'm known by my advised clients as a planner who puts life back into money, and my mission is to leave my clients feeling liberated. So if you want to transform your life and finances, start by joining the Living Money community. Go to our website, www.living-money.com, and become a fledgling member to get access to a range of resources to help you plan your life and money. Well, that's it for me this week. Until next week, stay well and go well.